And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. As hand sanitizer becomes harder to come by during this global pandemic, an interesting trend is emerging. Distilleries, the makers of bourbon and rum and the like, are now making sanitizer. How? Why? Joining us now to talk about that is Karis Wagner. He's the co-founder of Second Sight Distillery in Ludlow, Kentucky. Karis, thank you for being with us.
Michael, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you're doing well, too. Before we jump into the process of making hand sanitizer in a place that we've grown to love rum and bourbon, I just want to hear how you're doing, because I know, like a lot of other businesses, the distillery portion where people might be able to come and hang out, that's all kind of closed down right now.
Yeah, it was hard to, we laid off our staff to make sure that they would stay healthy as we kind of bump up, because it was more the bar staff. Just kind of limiting their exposure and trying to keep everybody as safe as we can. So that's always a hard call to make, but we felt it was the right call to make in the big picture.
Now, you are still making your products, right? Your typical traditional products.
Yeah, we've actually slowed down and we're focusing 100% on hand sanitizer right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just to get the product out to the places that need them most.
All right. So that's why I brought you on, was to talk about hand sanitizer.
Sure.
And, you know, we've seen articles from all over the country of certain distilleries, even here in Kentucky, across the river in Kentucky and around the nation. We're seeing distilleries turn to this. Why? What's the significance? What am I missing?
Well, the way hand sanitizer is made, it's made with ethanol, and that's the exact same type of alcohol that we consume for fun. So we're taking our spirit and just bringing it up to a higher proof to make it a medical grade ethanol. So it's the same process, just taking a little bit more time and running things at higher proof.
Okay, so you say it's the same process, just sort of altered, it sounds like, but you know, we're not all distillers. So can you run us through a little bit of what that process looks like?
Sure, absolutely. So we start with some kind of form of sugar, and we let yeast eat those. The yeast excrete all sorts of different types of alcohol and CO2, and then we can boil off those alcohols through our still, and it extracts just the alcohol that we want. And then depending on the proof it comes out at, we can cut that with water to either make it medical grade or down to consumer grade.
Okay, now you are equipped to make bourbon and rum and the like, and there are certain bottles that those go in. What type of containers do you have on hand to accommodate this demand for hand sanitizer?
Sure. So we're using common gallon jugs. A lot of the places we're getting requests from are hospitals, police departments, nursing homes, and like hospice, and they really need just the bulk hand sanitizer. What we're doing is basically taking the ethanol that we make, and then to create the hand sanitizer, we add some glycerol, some hydrogen peroxide, and then we denature it, mix it up in these gallon jugs, and then we can get it out to the places that need it. The biggest thing that we're asking is for those places like hospitals and police departments is to hold on to their containers, because one of the bottlenecks is getting the pumps in. I guess, you know, nobody considered that this would even be a situation. So when they were manufacturing pumps, they just didn't make enough. So we're on about a 45-day back order at least from these pumps being manufactured and sent to the States.
Okay, so are you ordering these containers yourself then, or are these repurposed containers?
Right now we're ordering them, and if it gets bad enough, we may repurpose some of the gallon water jug bottles, because we can repurpose that water into to make a dilutant or save it later for our bourbon cooks.
And I want to ask about the way that people are contributing, because it sounds like this hand sanitizer is pretty much going out to the medical professionals, but. Is this commercially available to people who are maybe at their home and just squeezed out their last drop?
Sure. Every single distillery is kind of making that call on their own. Rick and I decided that our supply would go to all the first responders and hospitals. But it's really been amazing how, like, even our small community, Ludlow, stepped up. gentleman stopped by a couple of months ago, and he just mentioned offhanded that he was an engineer for a food company up the street and that he was making a sugar slurry. And so when this all hit, I called the city administrator, got the information for that. And within two phone calls, Savannah Foods has donated over 200 gallons of fermentable sugars for us to be able to turn into ethanol for hand sanitizer. And then even like our buddy Brian Lovell, who's this amazing tattoo artist in town, he illustrated our hand our label for us. He felt he wanted to contribute, and we thought that would be a great way to do it. And it's just really neat to see all these people stepping up.
So your branding is on the sanitizer.
Yeah, well, mostly we really one of our labels, we just put some good notes about staying strong and fortune favoring the brave and stay healthy. And yeah, we just thought, you know, adding a little good juju to every bottle would really help. And then it's amazing to watch, like, if people knew the amount of work that the Kentucky Distillers Association is going through to kind of get out information. We were on a conference call on Monday, and it was just fascinating to hear all these craft distilleries popping up. And like Old Pogue and Maysville, they said, oh, we have a lot of hydrogen peroxide if you need some. And MB Roland down in Pembroke said, hey, if you need some glycerin, we got some of that. So we're all pulling together and pulling resources to really kind of to pull this off. We have a database that's ongoing and updating constantly with different people or kind of companies that need sanitizer. And so we have this great database that we can pull from. And that's kind of the advantage of the small guys is we can really look at the areas that surround us and we can get that sanitizer to like the Kent County Sheriff's Office or like the Edgewood Police Department. I think that's really where the benefit of the smaller guys is kicking in, is to be able to deliver those places that aren't going to get serviced right away by some of the bigger guys, you know, because they're taking care of the state and some of the major hospitals.
We're talking with Karis Wagner. He's a co-founder of Second Sight Spirits. That's in Ludlow, Kentucky, a distillery that has turned its focus to the production of hand sanitizer, like other distilleries across Kentucky and I guess across the nation at this point. Who's making it there? I mean, you said you had to lay off the staff so that they could be taken care of through the unemployment system during these slowdowns and these shutdowns. Who's doing it? Is it you and Rick?
Yeah, Rick and I. Yeah, we've been best friends for 30 years, and we figured if this is the way we go out, it makes sense. So we've been volunteering our time and putting in the hours and just trying to limit that exposure to as few people as we can with still being able to get out as much product as we possibly can.
We got
Yeah.
I was just going to say, we got a question from a caller, and Beth wants to just ask what the percentage of alcohol is in the hand sanitizer.
Absolutely. So we're following FDA and WHO guidelines. The WHO really recommends that the ethanol be at 80% alcohol, which is 160 proof. So in the States, you need to double your percentage of alcohol to figure out what proof you are. And then we actually have to take that proof and bump it up to 163 proof, because by the time we add the glycerol and the hydrogen peroxide and our denaturant, it's going to dilute that solution down because we really need that end product to be at 80%.
Ah, okay. I'm holding a bottle of hand sanitizer that they keep for me here in the studio. It's 63% ethyl alcohol, but I just picked it up to look at that and noticed that this particular bottle expired 3 years ago. So that's a conversation for me to bring up to the managers here. Or maybe if you've got an extra bottle lying around, Karis, you could ship one over to Central Parkway, where yeah. I currently am. So, I mean, we just wish you all the best of luck. I know that it's trying times on the industry, but it sounds like you're responding in kind. Is there any help that the Distillers Association needs from the public to help keep this supply chain going?
Yeah, I mean, if people want to help out, first, definitely stay at home. And using soap and water at your house is just as good. Make sure you don't throw away any of your containers, especially if they have pumps or kind of the squeezy kind that you like. Check out your local distilleries and see if there's a way that you can donate. I know on our site, we have a place where you can, on our online cart, You can donate $5, which will help us buy even more ingredients and keep our prices nice and low and get as much sanitizer out as we can. And then, just make sure you're getting good information from good sources. Like my wife and I have, we've started our tradition of bourbon with Bashir.
That's a reference to Andy Bashir, the governor of Kentucky. Every day at 5, he'll be coming up. Karis Wagner is a co-founder of Second Sight Spirits in Ludlow, where they're making hand sanitizer now. Karis, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us.
No worries. Thank you, Michael. Stay safe.
You too. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives always online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. As our region responds to the COVID-19 coronavirus global pandemic, Cincinnati Edition will bring you in-depth conversation with those on the front lines. What your family needs to know, and what could happen next. And we take your phone calls at 513-419-7100 so that medical experts can answer your most pressing questions in this time of uncertainty. Cincinnati Edition, live at noon every weekday on 91.7 WVXU.